Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Neil. How about you? Did you have a great week?
I had a fantastic week, and our guest today, oh my gosh, we know her from Knots Landing. She's an actor that's been in so many different things. I was looking up her Wikipedia, but she has lots of new things to report to us. Joan Van Ark. Joan, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
All right, so let's talk about this. When you first started thinking about the industry, when did you know you were going to be an actor? How
Oh
old?
my goodness. This is a story because I was 14 years old. Spring vacation had just happened, and I expected Russell James, the high school senior quarterback on the football team, to ask me to the prom, but he asked D instead. Bastard. And I'm sorry. So I thought, okay, who needs guys? On a whim, I went and auditioned for the Nomad Playhouse in Boulder, Colorado, where I grew up. And I went and auditioned. Never had done anything like that before, never had done any acting, nothing, nothing, nothing. And it was a monologue by Irma, the flower girl. I hate ugliness. I love beauty. I hate meanness. I adore kindness. It was a wonderful, lyrical, fabulous audition. And after I had done my little paragraph or whatever, you could hear a pin drop. I heard that kind of silence that an actor in a live theater situation, when you hear that, no sound and just people holding their breath, I thought, who needs guys? I'm going to be an actress. And I decided at 14 that, and I didn't get Irma because it was the ingenue lead. I played the flower girl instead because literally I'm 14. I'd never done any stage things before. And my entire lines consisted of Violet, sir. So as the flower girl, that was my one and only line, two words. But the bug bit, and I went on to do the Glass Menagerie. I did Laura. I did Anne Frank, The Diary of Anne Frank. I did a bunch of things at this Nomad Playhouse, and then got a scholarship to Yale, and the rest is history.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Greg, with your question.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing story. I love that story. 14.
Yeah, well,
14, you were young. I
I
love
was
that.
so hurt. I expected the quarterback to be in love with me. And I always expect everyone to be in love with me. That's what I want desperately. But I got the love from the silence of the audience that was watching my audition. And that silence is a necessity for the actor because that means you're doing your thing. You
Yeah, it's
got it going
amazing.
on.
Did you prefer doing live performances on stage or TV or?
Well, golly, that's a tough one. I love whoever she, and put she in quotes, whoever she is. That's my goal. And that can be any number of characters and challenges and new areas to investigate and go deep because you really need to do so. It happens to be, I mean, there's a scene from Knots Landing where. Oh, it's such a long story, but bottom line is, I ran away from the cul-de-sac in Knott's Landing, California, and went back to my roots because when Valene started, she had definitely a Southern accent because she's from the South, and I went to this ran away because Geary Ewing was in love with Donna Mills, bitch. And so my character ran away to back home to Nashville, Tennessee, and I played this waitress, and I went dressed up more like Abby with big hair and makeup for days, and went to a bar, and the guys got kind of rough with me, and I got a little drunk, and so they show me waking up in the motel where I was in the South, waking up and staggering into the bathroom and looking up at my face in the mirror. With all this smudged makeup, and I looked horrific, and it shocked Valene to death. She immediately turns on the water, scrubs her face clean, and for me, Joan Van Ark, this actress, the makeup queen of all time, to have washed my face, I called the producer director, David Jacobs, and I said, "Can I just wash my face and start over and become more like Valine and more goody two shoes, which was Valine more. And I washed, we had one false start. I said to the cameraman, stop me. If when I wash this face, it's a wrap because it'll take 2 hours to put it back on again. And so we wanted to wash the face and I would start over and do this very simple sort of porcelain and soft look. And we had one false start and then the second one sailed through. It's a 5 minute take and they didn't interrupt it at all when they aired it. It's the most proud I am of any piece of work I've done. And that was what I call the face washing scene. And I love the producers for letting me do it and the crew for doing the kind of football team effort, the team effort of making a moment, a scene, and a message resonate.
Wow. You know, the transition, I want to know the story now, because again, as I'm, I was born in 1973. I'm 50, Joan. And I remember—
I'm 51, so.
And I remember Dallas in so many ways, and then how that spinoff happened. So how did you get this role? You know, you were always, you know, acting in the theater and kind of transitioning.
Right. And I, well, let me think. David Jacobs pitched Knots Landing first to the CBS. And they said, well, that's a good idea, but we want something more glamorous, more over the top. It was just prior to the 80s, which is more is more instead of less is more. And they said, we need something with glamour and flashy and, you know, really out there in your face kind of thing. And they said, have you got anything like that? So David went home, pondered, and wrote Dallas after he had already written Knots Landing and wanted that show to be his debut on CBS. They loved it. And there's Larry Hagman, and then there's Linda Gray and Patrick Duffy and all these wonderful, wonderful actors. So Dallas went first, and they asked me by chance. I was doing Estee Lauder commercials in New York simultaneously with Knots, with other work out here in the, on the West Coast. And David invited me into his office and said, okay, Dallas has taken off. What do you think about Knots Landing? But meanwhile, I had done 8 episodes of Dallas as Valine, as Lucy's mother. So that character had been established. And David Jacobs, who created both shows, said, you know, would you with Gary, you know, want to do a spinoff to become a pilot for a series called Knots Landing? And long story short, the CBS picked it up with Gary and Val moving to the cul-de-sac. And again, the rest is history. 14 years later, which is, I think we're number 3 of the long running shows on television, because Knots went 14 years, which is a pretty great run. NCIS, I think, is the leader, like 21 seasons or something, and unbelievable. But Knots went well, I would say.
Wow, definitely. Is it still syndicated? Is it still available on?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because I don't think it's stateside, but they play it a lot in London. One of the greatest thrills of my life is that my picture with Larry Hagman and Danny DeVito, of all people, they took 3 iconic TV shows during the 80s, during the heyday. And on the side of those double-decker red famous London buses was my mug, Larry Hagman's mug, Danny DeVito. You know them, the ones you love to love and the ones you love to hate. Larry was the ones you love to hate because he was JR, that mean old guy. Danny DeVito, I don't remember what the phrase was. And then I can't remember something about goodness was Valine. But I got a picture of that with me on the side of the bus in London. And that's one of the greatest thrills, other than the marquee when I did Barefoot in the Park there in London, directed by Mike Nichols, I might add. I did it on Broadway and then I did it in London. But Mike Nichols, that was a moment in my life, my career, whatever.
Did you think it was going to be, when you heard about the spinoff and how you were going to be a big role compared to what you were at Dallas, that was going to be as big a hit? Did you think from
Didn't really think about that. Although Michelle and I, Michelle Lee, who was Karen Fargate in Knots Landing, we were filming one day out in the windy outdoor cul-de-sac where we filmed the exterior shots. And Michelle said something like, "I've done two or three pilots, they never sold." And I said, "Michelle," and I don't know where I got this courage because I'm usually the glass is half empty. But I said, "Michelle, this is going to go. I just feel it. I know it. Don't worry. We're going to have a series." And I was Paula positive. And sure enough, it was picked up. And as I say, 14 years later, la-ti-da.
Are there any cast members that you still friendly with and hang
Oh,
out and get
yes.
together?
Oh, yes. Donna, Joan, and Michelle are currently working on something that I want to call, but Donna doesn't like this title. We're not KNOT done yet. And I want to do something like three ladies in a rest home raising Cain, being a three renegades in this what do you call it? Well, rest home, where you go for the Sunset Farms is what I always call it, Sunset Farms. But I wanted the three of us to do something completely opposite, but be Joan, Donna, and Michelle. And or a podcast even, we're not done yet, and talk to people who keep on keeping on, which I love. I don't know. We're going to do something together, the three of us. I know we have to, and we see each other all the time. And Ted Shackelford, who was my Geary Ewing, my husband, when we married and divorced three times within the four, the spin of Dallas and Knots Landing. So it was three times married and three times splitting because he had to be with other women. I'm so upset. I talk to Ted all the time. And so it's Ted, Donna, and Michelle. We're still very close.
I was checking out your filmography, and you've been in a lot of pretty big shows, not just Knots Landing, guest starring in. That is pretty. You've had some pretty amazing people you worked with, not just on Knots Landing in Dallas, haven't
Well,
you?
yes. I'm working on a, I'm not working on the book, but someone came to me doing a thing on The Last Dinosaur, which is a movie, a feature I did with Richard Boone, and who was Paladin, because my father just loved him. And same with the Frogs, a thing with where I was opposite Sam Elliott. I did that one too, and that was Ray Milland. There were all kinds of people that I did because my father was very important in my life and, drove me across country to meet at the Yale Drama School, where I was awarded a scholarship straight out of high school to go to the drama department. I was the second actress after Julie Harris, who played my mother, ironically, on Knots Landing. Serendipity was at work there. She enabled the told the dean that I've just met a girl who's in high school currently but wants desperately to go to the drama school. And sure enough, my mother and father, we drove back from Boulder, Colorado to New Haven, Connecticut. I met with the dean and I was awarded a scholarship straight out of high school, just as Julie Harris was. And then the cherry on the top of the sundae is that they said, "We've found your mother. We've cast somebody, Knots Landing." David Jacobs said to me, "We found someone who's going to play your mother." And I was waiting for them to say one of the Gabor sisters. That's what I thought their idea of my mother might be. And they said, "Julie Harris." And I let out a scream. I was so excited because that's an actor's actress. Seven or eight Tonys, I think she's gotten. So
Incredible.
amazing,
What
amazing lady.
TV shows do you like to watch?
I don't, and that's so terrible, but it's mostly because of this COVID thing that I just it's hit me so hard that I've been blessed, and I'm knocking wood, to be always busy on something. And this past 3 years has been such a recalibration for my world, my business, my activity, my everything. And it's rattled me more than I'd like to admit, but I'm trying to cope with, the virtual many opportunities, which I did a bunch of those. But it's so different, and it will be so different from here on out. And now the better product seems to be, you know, streaming. Those projects, those are the brave, edgy, kind of marvelous things, and no makeup. And so here's a diva in definite distress, because I have to, you know, oh, the loveliness of me has to always be there. And now it's, you know, wash your face and come as you are. And it's not as pretty. It's not as pretty as at all. But it's the new normal. It's the new normal.
Oh, explain that. So you mean no makeup? So we don't.
Well, it means a rougher. It means a rougher look and a more realistic look. I will say in its favor, it's real. It's not the 80s was all about glamour and more is more and you know, flashy. You know, Nancy Reagan and Just Say No and all that kind of retro kind of thing that really doesn't exist right now. And that's a correct thing, because everything should, you know, evolve and move forward. But right now it's, you know, no overdoing it at all. Natural. You'll see. Well, I don't know how much, I don't know what product you guys watch. What shows do you love?
See, I'm very busy to watch specific shows, so I'm watching documentaries. I used to be streaming like crazy. What about you, Greg?
You know, if I get around to it, it's the DVR now and again. I do like NCIS, NCIS Hawaii, and a big sci-fi fan. So I'll go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or, you know, Stargate or one of those shows.
Well, this wouldn't be me, because I've kind of pulled away, and I'm a member of the DGA because I directed a couple, three Knots Landing episodes. I haven't even been to the DGA. That's mostly because of COVID. Again, you're sitting in an enclosed area, you know, and I'm still, when I go in a store or something, I do still put the mask on. I know it's now it's okay not to do all that. But I knock wood, neither my husband nor I have had, to our knowledge, COVID. So I don't know. I think we're lucky.
Yeah, you definitely were. And especially at specific times and things like that. You know, I was looking at shows when I was mentioning that, because these are earlier, before your big break. And you were also on The Love Boat. This is interesting, Greg. Wonder Woman. She was on Barnaby Jones. MASH.
I was?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. I haven't looked at any of that. I usually don't look back, look ahead and do
but
better.
I mean, it's amazing to look at these just iconic shows that you kind of have to think back. I mean, I have the same thing, Joan, when I figure out who I've interviewed of all the celebrities I've interviewed, Joan, in my career. And I go back and say to myself, oh yeah, I'm watching this show. I interviewed him. It was just a radio tour or something like that. And I was watching iRobot, and one of the CEO in iRobot, oh yeah, I interviewed him, and oh, he was also in the Madonna. So I'm sure, you know, you had maybe a small role in certain things and forgot. Do you remember?
No, I'm not going to toot my own horn by any means, but I was lucky enough. I was with William Morris at that time. It was called William Morris. Now it's William Morris Endeavor. Every agency has sort of melded or combined their efforts, and especially now post COVID, there's been a lot of, you know, musical chairs because people are, you know, they all did business from at home. And so a lot of people blended companies, and they continue to do so. Again, the new normal. But we all got used to doing things out of the house. And I don't know if that's a plus or minus, but it's all a new way, and old dog, new tricks. For me, it's really been an adjustment.
You know, a little earlier, you mentioned business, doing your business. Were you just talking about your craft, or are you entrepreneurial and you actually have a business?
Oh, no, I don't. Well, no, I've pitched, but mostly it's been with Donna and Michelle, because I feel with the three of us, I don't know, whatever our brand might be individually and together, that to do a surprising, oh, I didn't think they'd do that. To do something unexpected is always the kind of the best effort, because it's a new take. But no, I don't have a business. It isn't like Joan Van Ark Productions or anything like that.
Gotcha.
But I've been ever busy, here, there, and everywhere, trying to, reinvent. That's what tonight, right now, is all about, reinventing yourself.
Yeah, because Joan, before it was the big films or the big shows, and things have changed dramatically in this industry. And
They
I don't know if
really
it's.
have. They really have. And I don't know. As I say, I'm not sure where I fit in. I would love to do something. For a while, I thought it was a biker. I wanted to play a motorcycle biker, get on a Harley and take off and into the sunset. But I don't know. I've had ideas about, what would be surprising, because it's always good to take a deep breath and go somewhere you haven't gone in life and in everything. And
So
it's
true.
hard to change because I'm a pattern person. OCD on steroids is me.
Maybe you can get on the next Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, be on the Harley with him.
Oh, is he doing Harley stuff? Is that his thing?
Well, he did a little bit on was it T2, maybe
Yeah,
T3?
T2 or T3. Go
Yeah,
figure on
yeah,
all this stuff.
yeah.
Now, what do you want people to of your role? What do you said the whole branding of Knots Landing, the three of you. What do you want people to remember most about you three as a crew when it comes to Knots Landing?
Well, on Knots Landing, we were separate islands in a way. Karen and Val were close. That would be Joan Van Ark and Michelle Lee. But with Abby, she was in her own spin and in her own world. And now we've become closer than ever, Michelle, Donna, and Joan, partly because of pitching an idea or a podcast or a show, and just because we have. And it wasn't that way necessarily on Knots, because that was a big ensemble cast. Alec Baldwin was one of the obviously lead players. He was my brother on the show. And I've just, and I want to be very careful and tiptoe here, but I loved this guy. When he came and did his first scene with Julie and me in the house, in the Ewing house during Knots Landing, after the first scene, I marched right into David Jacobs' office and I said, "Where did you find this one? He is special. He is wonderful." And he was just an incredible addition to the show. And it breaks my heart and soul and all of it that he's going through what he's going through. This is such a beyond a nightmare dream. It just, and I just, I don't want to comment one way or the other. I just want to say I love this man, and I hate the emotions that he is inevitably going through.
Amazing to look at people that were in specific shows with you, Joan, and where they are today. But Greg
Yes.
has a final question. Greg, what question you always like to ask all of our celebrities?
Yeah, so this is my favorite question. So, Joan, what's the most important thing in life you feel you've ever learned?
Oh my goodness. I'll have to have another cup of coffee for that one. That I've learned. I don't know that I've learned it, but I'm working on it, to not be afraid of change, not being afraid to take a deep breath and be where you are literally in the moment and deal with that, and not try to solve the problems of the world or just my world, but to be brave and take steps, and not hang on to things that may be holding you back, to just be open. It's really hard because I'm Gemini, and I don't know whether I think that that's supposedly that sign, and I experience it, are two people, two sides to me, a braver side maybe, and a very rigid side. So I want to be the braver side. I want to work on that. And it's tough because I've got patterns that I've done all my professional life, and I now must change them. And I got to be a big girl and wear my big girl pants and deliver.
Wow,
Great, thanks.
it's such a pleasure. What do you want to say to your fans out there, fans of Knots
Well,
Landing?
here's what I want to say. I love you truly with all my heart, because that support is my deepest and most gratifying. And I can tell whether someone's just doing a blanket, oh, I love you, whatever, and not really caring. But when I sense a true fan, it's a gift from heaven, and I love it. It's appreciation, and I want to just say thank you. I love you. I don't answer all the fan mails that I've got a stack. I mean, a stack of fan mail, because I'm a one-trick pony right now, and a committee of one trying to handle all the things that I used to have a team working on. But just know, if I haven't responded to you or sent you the picture you sent or whatever, I love you, and I will get to it, I swear. And stay with me, because I need all the love and help I can get. Thank you, thank you, thank you, fans.
That's such a great thing to end the show. Joan, where are the best place people can follow you and find you? Where can they go?
Well, I have a what do you call it, website, because I don't go on the web. I don't go on the internet. I there's too many people who hate, and I don't want to see any of that. And I want so much to please. But I do have a website, joan@joanvanark.com. And it's a, you know, from time to time, I do different headlines and what do you call it? Something page, which is the cover page. But I'm not on top of it as much as I should be. Again, a one-man band where I used to have a team.
I understand. Well, this was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Greg? To hear
some of
these stories. Yeah,
well, you guys are great. And you are in which city?
Pittsburgh? I'm in Dallas, Texas now, not Pittsburgh. I'll have to...
You're in Dallas, Texas?
Yes, I'm in Dallas,
oh,
Texas.
Oh, my God.
Pittsburgher, they came to Dallas. Go figure.
I love it. And where are you?
I'm in Boston, Mass.
In Boston. I did the Boston Marathon. I'm
wow.
So proud. Listen, you have to qualify that. And Granny ran a 3:20 marathon to qualify, and it was one of the thrills of my life to do Boston. And I love Boston. I have relatives in Cohasset, so you both are in cities that I love.
I'm sure you love Dallas for sure.
I do. Southport. Have you been to Southport?
No, I have not. So you'll have to, we'll have to connect later and you can tell me more about
it. I was going to say, shame on you. You go see South Fork, because I know it's somewhat of a museum and a whole thing. And by the way, I am going to be doing in June a Dallas reunion. It will be in Palm Springs, California on June 13th. And it's a nightclub, kind of dinner club. And it'll be Patrick, Linda, Steve Canaley, Charlene Tilton, my daughter, Joan Van Ark, and Audrey Landers. About five or six. Dallas, the remaining, because Larry's not with us. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. But it'll be the lineup, and it'll be a Q&A and film clips and all kinds of things of a Dallas reunion. June 13th at Oscars in Palm Springs, California. And then the second thing is a couple of autograph shows in Burbank. They call it the Hollywood Autograph Show, I believe. And it's a big convention center, and all kinds of stars will be at that in July 30th and no, sorry, June 30th and July 1st. So that's upcoming as well.
All right, we appreciate it, Joan. What a great conversation. Take care now.
Thank you both.
All right,
have a great
one. The special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show, and celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Take care.